This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. When it comes to job creation, the U.S. economy has been in a rut. Now, in a moment, we'll hear from Americans who've been struggling to find work, but yesterday's jobs report suggests things might be changing a bit. Employers added far more jobs than expected, and the unemployment rate declined to its lowest point in more than 4 years. Even so, the news produced more relief than celebration. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Before we talk to economists, let's go out in the real world where people are looking for work. At Methodist Hospital in Houston, they're doing some hiring at their week-long job fair.
Tell me a little bit about your interest. So your background is medical, I see you.
My background, like you said, is medical, I see you, but I've been all over the place.
Actually, they're doing a lot of hiring.
We currently have just a little bit over 600 jobs that are posted on our career site.
Willie French is the head of what they call talent acquisition at the Methodist Hospital System in Houston. French says because of oil and gas and healthcare, Houston has been luckier than other regions.
That has allowed the economy in Houston to really have a lag behind the slowdown that has occurred, and it looks like we're picking up steam.
That's Houston. What about the rest of the country? Now it's time for The Economist.
My name is Gary Bertless. I study labor economics and health economics at the Brookings Institution in Washington.
Bertless says for much of the last 4 years, most jobs were mainly going to highly skilled workers. But, he says, this jobs report shows the whole economy is growing.
The number of unemployed continues to shrink, and job gains entirely in the private sector continue to be fast enough so that we can be whittling down the problem of both long-term unemployment and regular unemployment.
Now, everyone says both those unemployment rates are still too high. But economist Dean Baker sees some pleasant surprises in February's jobs report. Here's one. The unemployment rate for workers without high school diplomas has fallen significantly.
That was striking because we've tended to think that the economy's favoring people with more skills, college degrees, and often beyond. It seems that for whatever reason, the least educated workers are doing reasonably well. And I don't want to put too much on that. They're not doing great, but you know, they're doing comparatively well in today's economy.
Finally, we turn to Bill Cheney, an economist with John Hancock Financial Services in Boston. Cheney's optimistic. He says it's unusual that all parts of the economy would see job growth. However, there's a but.
The but here is that we've had some relatively good news before in this expansion, and it's petered out more than once. So while it's always good to be surprised to the upside, this isn't some brand new story. It's not a game changer in terms of how the economy is behaving.
All the economists I talk to say they're guardedly optimistic about the future. The guarded part comes because we don't know exactly what federal spending cuts could mean for the economy in the upcoming months. So, no champagne yet. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.